Welcome to the VIP Ignite podcast, your source for tomorrow's talent today. Hear real life stories of models, actors, and musicians breaking down barriers, launching careers, and sharing their stories of overcoming obstacles and finding real success. They will activate the winner in you by revealing the path with their best tips and advice.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sydney White, and I am the host of the Coffee in the Green Room podcast. Here in the green room, we have those conversations you don't necessarily have in front of the stage, but you have behind the stage before you take the stage. And today I have a very special guest on the show, Glenn Gaudette. Hi, Glenn. Thank you so much for being here today.
Deneen, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So, Glenn, my audience is primarily actors, models, and musicians, but we also have a very good core of entrepreneurs. You have a very unique experience in that you've married both of those backgrounds. So I know that you've taken some acting lessons and some improv. So Can you talk a little bit about your background in acting and how that helps you as an entrepreneur?
Sure. I think one of the things you talked about being on stage and kind of being off stage. I think in business, you're almost always on stage. And if you think of it that way, you're always doing some kind of presentation. You're always doing, you're selling. In my case, as the CEO and founder of a company, I'm selling the company, I'm selling the product, I'm selling the idea. I'm encouraging employees, I'm encouraging customers and prospects. And so from that perspective, if you think about it, you're on stage, you've got to be your best. And so I think one of the things that some of my acting and certainly my improv has taught me over the years has been that ability to really kind of turn it on. Even if it's a hard day, if it's a rough day, you need to know how your audience is going to receive you.
Yeah.
And so things like that, I think, are really, really impactful. I mean, I started my acting career, if you will, which isn't really a career because I don't think I made much money from it. But I started in, just when I was in school, getting involved in the school plays and in college doing some plays and musicals. But mind you, I went to a business school. So theater was not the main thing. It was more about business, but it was a fun outlet for me.
Yeah,
which allowed me to also learn how to be more expressive and really like understand what it's like to kind of guide an audience, if you will.
Yeah.
And then later on, I was interested in improv. So I went through the Improv Asylum program in Boston.
Oh, wow.
And so I went through all of their training, which was really, really powerful. And just broadly speaking, in improv, there's always this yes and concept, right?
Yep.
Somebody sends you something, you take what they give you, you don't negate it. You take what they give you and you add on to it.
Yeah.
And it's a thought process like that, that I think really makes it powerful to have not just a conversation with an entire audience, but even one-on-one. And so it's been those kind of elements that I brought into my presentation style, into my communication style in general, that I think has helped me in business.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes total sense because, again, like I think so many times people think that they're separate. And like I tell actors all the time, okay, you're in show business, so you definitely need to have the business acumen. But I don't think a lot of business people understand how much learning improv and how much learning like being able to act really helps you, because like something you said struck me, because if you meet me live, not on camera, not hosting a podcast, not hosting an event, I'm one person. But if you see me and I'm on stage and I'm hosting an event, like I can literally like flip the switch immediately.
Right.
And people are like I remember we were at an event and I was like, I was tired and it was just a lot going on. And then I was like, okay, you have to do a Facebook Live. And I was like, okay. I was like, hi, my name is Sydney White. And they were like, how did you do that? It's like, it's acting. It's what you have to do.
Right. That's right. And so steady state, it's very easy for me to fall into becoming the wallflower, becoming somebody who just grabs a drink, sits down at an event and just chills, right?
Yeah.
But you have to remember that you're there for a reason. And yep. you're usually there to do some networking and to get a message across. And so having that ability to flip the switch, as you said, is yeah. really powerful. But also being cognizant that you have the switch.
Yeah. That's that there. That's there, half that, the that's battle. The magic sauce.
Yeah, it really is. And so to everybody who's listening to this podcast, you've got that switch. And I think oftentimes people use that switch only in those predefined scenarios. I'm mm-hmm. up on stage. I'm in front of a camera. Well, guess yeah. what? You can use that switch to your advantage really at any time.
Yeah.
It's a powerful skill. Powerful skill.
It really is. And Tony Robbins says that you have unlimited energy. And he does this exercise where, like, literally you snap your fingers, or you make some kind of noise, and then all right. of a sudden, like, you're transformed.
Right.
And that's the way I feel. That's one of the lessons that I've learned through. And I do not profess to be an actor. I'm not a stand-up comedian. I'm not professing to be that at all. But, like, learning from people who do this on a consistent basis, it's such a valuable skill. And in business, like, when you're talking to a potential client, when you're talking to a client, having those improv skills is so important, because yes, absolutely. And because you always want to be driving the conversation forward. And that's what improv is all about.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. And so it was funny, because I took somebody out to an improv near where I live, and I hadn't been there before. And I was really excited, because I just moved to Florida recently, and I was pretty excited to check out some of the improv. And I walk in there, and it was really fascinating, because this is the main stage actors and actresses on there. And they forgot that yes, and. And it was so awkward, at least from my point of view, because I'm watching this perform, and it's right in front of me, and there's so much negating going on. And they're like, well, I don't like your choice. I'm going to go with this other choice. Well, and so it never got to a period of any kind of momentum where the audience is in it with you.
Oh.
Because it's like all these pivots that aren't going forward, they're actually going sideways or backwards.
Yeah.
And if you take that same concept in any kind of communications, particularly in business communications, if you're constantly negating the other person, they don't even want to have the conversation with you.
Yeah.
If your whole thing is you got to prove you're right, you need to listen, and you need to take that listening, and you need to add to it. Even if you disagree, there's a way to do it by adding to what they're saying rather than just negating.
Yeah, it's so true. Now, let's talk a little bit about the business that you're in. So what type of business are you in?
So back in 2010, I started a SaaS business, which is software as a service. And the name of the company is called Gagalamp. And we sell to companies, particularly their marketing departments. And our platform allows the marketing department to have all of their employees to do digital activities on behalf of the company. Okay. So imagine getting 1,000 employees liking a post, or to engaging in a question that turns into a post, or to reacting, or to commenting on a blog, or writing a review in Glassdoor. So there's over 50 different activities you can do in our platform. Our platform makes it super easy to do. And then what we're doing is we're aggregating the results so that marketing can see the impact that all the employees are having out there.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Now, how do you get the buy-in of the employees to do that?
Well, part of it is you want to have a good culture to start with, right?
Yeah, of course.
If you have a toxic culture, well, probably can't help you there.
But, yeah.
What we do is really a few things. One is we make it super simple, because half the time the employee just doesn't know what to do. And if you make it easy for them to do something, oftentimes that's all you need to do.
Yeah.
And then we add to that by making it fun. And we do that through gamification.
Nice.
And we do that through a reward system.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. And Now, companies can use that for their customers too, I'm sure. Is there a way to apply that to like your customer base?
Oh, yeah. I mean, so, you know, we lead with the employee advocacy component, but the technology is being used in a channel partner scenarios. It's being used for customers. So again, it kind of depends on the affinity level of the advocacy group you're looking at. So the higher the affinity, the better the program's going to be.
Awesome. Cool. Let me ask you another question. So you've done a lot of really cool things. At the end of the day, what do you want to be remembered for?
That's changed. Look, you know, right now, what's so important to me is that I'm doing the right things for the company to support not just my customers, but all the families associated with my employees. And that's a huge responsibility that, yeah, that I don't take lightly. That is something that, you know, and we have staff all over the world, and we have staff in areas that at certain times become troubled. And we as a company always kind of wrap our arms around our staff to support them wherever they are. Wow. And I'll at the end of the day, I'm probably most proud of that aspect, is because we've collectively created a business which is great for our customers, but also creates this incredible support network for all the people that touch us.
That's a beautiful thing there. I had a conversation with someone yesterday about a company. I'm not going to mention their name, but they were like, they just don't care. Like, it's wonderful to hear that. And there's been a lot more growth of companies that are like that see their employees not only as employees, but as a community. And that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's beautiful to hear that, especially because we are a global economy now. There's people, we have teams like literally throughout the world as well. We have our team that spans across the globe. So it's really cool to hear that that's the one thing that you're most proud of.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, when you can have impact in other people's lives, that's from my point of view, that's why we're all here.
Yeah. Takes a village. It takes a village for sure.
It really does. And when you have such an active part in helping to create and maintain that village, that's just powerful. It really is.
Awesome. Well, Glenn, if people want to get in contact with you, how can they find you?
Well, believe it or not, I'm on social media. So you can get me through LinkedIn. You can get me through X. My handle on X is Glenn G, Glenn with two N's. And if you want to check out the company, just go to gaggleamp.com. That's GAGGLEAMP.com.
Awesome. Well, Glenn, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for being here today. And for anyone listening, I hope whether you're an entrepreneur or an actor, a model, or musician, you listen to this conversation and start applying acting to your entrepreneurship and start taking your business more seriously as an actor or model. So Glenn, again, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate your time today.
Deneen, thank you. And thank you to your entire audience.
You're welcome. So if you're listening to this episode of the Coffee in the Green Room podcast, make sure you hit subscribe below, because you know what? You never know who you're going to hear here on Coffee in the Green Room. Thank you so much. Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the VIP Ignite podcast. For free resources and to learn more about how to become a model, actor, or musician, please head over to ammsociety.com. And if you loved this episode, please head over to iTunes to subscribe and leave us a review. It is very much appreciated. Thank you.